Have you ever wanted to know what we're like when we're not on a podcast?
No.
Cool. Me either.
That's why I don't believe in calendars. They're oppressive and they're full of lines, and I don't believe in math.
Okay, but if maybe you are not like us and you wanted to meet us in real life and you wanted to see us and you lived in LA.
First of all, creep.
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
Second of all, I'm into it.
Yeah, you could come to our show, The Brotherhood of Women, that we're having next week in LA, June 23rd.
It's at the Hollywood Improv, June 23rd, 8 p.m., and you can go to hollywood.improv.com for tickets if you don't live there. Like, if you don't live in the Improv and you have to buy a ticket to get in.
Sure, sure. If you're not already living, like, in the building, you're going to have to get a ticket to get in.
We'll be there with Emily Heller, Sarah Benicasa, Gabby Dunn, and more.
More.
You love more. More is my favorite artist. They're my favorite comedian.
You love.
Like, whenever they're like, and more, I'm like, oh, good. It's always like a random assortment, like they're always changing as an artist. But
I love And More.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see us and More, come to the Hollywood Improv in LA next week, Thursday, June 23rd, 8 p.m. to see our show, The Brotherhood of Women.
See you there. Open wide, it's
Mouth Time
with Reductress.
I'm Quen.
And I'm Div.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We're pulling inspiration from the world around us, and it is so inspiring.
What happens when your boyfriend doesn't own boat shoes?
We celebrate other women.
And we chat with our guest, comedian and writer, and NPR star, Ophira Eisenberg.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and dry ice. We have a lot of dry ice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's warm. Okay, big news in the office today.
We have finally all
synced our periods. All of us.
This is something we've been working on together as an office for a really long time, so it's super rewarding that we finally achieved it.
The doctor said we shouldn't. They said it was impossible and irrelevant and unhealthy.
And yet, here we are.
Bleeding. It was causing a real rift in the office because we weren't able to achieve basic understanding with each other, and we were realizing that's not our fault. It's because we're all on different cycles.
Yeah, it was tricky because some of us are preggers and some of us are literally too tiny to have periods.
That's me. I just can't reach.
But then we realized if we all have our periods all the time, we can make it happen.
I love how none of us are doctors, but we all found a way to bleed for 30 or 31 days a month for the sake of sisterhood.
Oh, I love that word. Yeah. Girl power. Don't make me tear up. I'm already so dehydrated from all the bleeding.
There is nothing irregular about all the solidarity I'm feeling right now.
The only problem with having the whole office's periods at the same time,
which is now all the time,
is that everyone's been super moody and passing out randomly in the halls from all the blood loss.
It turns out solidarity has a price, and it's blood. Which is fine, because honestly, I had way too much to begin with.
Honestly, nothing cleanses your system better than losing most of your system.
Yeah. Totally. Like, there was a point this week where I was like, finally, I'm legit empty, and I felt cleansed.
There was nothing left but a pile of stem cells, and we all have to get together and reconstruct your DNA.
Actually, that was a really big bonding experience for all of us.
Yeah, including the witch doctor.
Anyway, so we totes recommend that you and the people in your office give it a try and just see what happens.
Because sisterhood.
Sisterhood. Okay, so the theme for this week is
pulling inspiration.
Wow.
Pulling inspiration is basically about looking at the world around you and being like, wow, I can use this.
Pulling inspiration is about looking at the lives of others and being like, I can be like that. But then the doctor says you can't legally become a horse, so you paint a picture of a horse instead.
It's knowing you can turn anything into a bong, even if it's your grandma's couch while your grandma's on it.
It's about this cute sock.
You can't see this because this is a podcast, but we really encourage our listeners to pull inspiration from the people around them and also from within.
Yeah. So how are you pulling inspiration, Dev?
Okay, thank you for asking. I'm actually adapting my spam emails into a screenplay that I plan to never make, but also ask a lot of my friends and family to donate money to. It feels so good to create, you know?
Oh my God, put me in it.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm pulling inspiration from this bag of lentil crisps because I want to fit inside it, and I am so close.
You are. You guys can't see this because it's a podcast, but it's a 100-calorie pack, which is super impressive.
Thank you.
I think my favorite part of pulling inspiration, and it's a toss-up, is pushing inspiration onto other people.
Yeah. Actually, I totally agree because remember when you inspired me to throw out anything in my room that doesn't terrify me?
Literally. So brave.
Yeah. Like, no one has ever pulled inspiration from me. You'd have to rip it out of my cold, dead hands.
I snatched inspo from the tabs you leave open on your browser.
Oh, my God. Sometimes, Div, I, like, figuratively hate you.
Listen, I violated you without your knowledge, so you can take some inspo from that.
That's kind of a good point.
And that was
pulling inspiration.
This brings us to our favy-favor segmenti,
the mouthwash.
This is where we take a hot story from Reductress, pick it up by the scruff of its neck, kick it into the middle of the street, and say, Mamma mia, if you ever eat out of my dumpster again, I'm going to call animal control.
That's right. This week's heart-wrenchingly female first personal, prob's going to regret sharing this publicly in 5 years over confession is, I lived it. My boyfriend doesn't own boat shoes by Heidi Lux.
Oh my God, this piece devastated me.
Oh my God, Quinn, are you okay? You want me to go down on you?
Absolutely not. I just, honestly, just sometimes you forget the things in your life that you take for granted.
Yeah.
Like a boyfriend whose feet are always prepared for a happy hour on a micro yacht.
What's a micro yacht?
Oh, it's like a micro-sized yacht.
Oh, could people fit on it?
Yeah, of course.
So it's a boat.
I don't know what that is. Is that like a micro yacht?
Wow. No. Anyway, there are so many women out there who have never felt the comfort of pickpocketing an off-duty stock trader while he tried on Sperry's at Famous Footwear.
I mean, there are people out there who don't have these basic things like hands or morals or rubber-soled, breathable, dressy, casual loafers. And they're making relationships work despite all that. Honestly, they deserve love too.
Sometimes I ask myself, could I ever date a woman with no face? And then I realize, oh, right, I did date that woman whose face was removed by Travis, the rampaging chimp. And then I think, wow, I'm a good person.
So to any woman out there dating someone who has nothing going on below his cuffed pants, I just want to urge you to remember that it's not your fault, and it's actually not his fault either, because you cannot change him. You cannot change him. Unless you force him to wear boat shoes, which you actually probably could do.
But don't do shoe dom for free. I make $2,000 an hour telling men what to put on their feet.
And I've never even seen a man's feet.
Now it's time for my favorite segment, which is a game. And that game is called
Other Women.
Basically, in keeping with our theme of pulling inspiration, we're going to name some women who are not us.
Yeah, it's a little tricky to grasp, but it's other women.
Yeah. And then after we've named the women who aren't us, who are other women, we're going to celebrate them for being women.
That's how you play
Other Women.
Okay, so here's a woman who's not me. Oprah.
Wow.
Wow, she's doing it, girl.
Let's celebrate her. Oprah, here's a balloon.
That's so good.
Oh, she likes it.
Oh, she loves it. Okay.
Okay, another woman, Heidi Klum.
Oh my God, she is not us, and she is a woman. She my is doing it.
Favorite thing about her is that she's not me, but I'm still, like, being nice to her.
Yeah, no, I love her.
Okay. And she loves Halloween.
She loves Halloween. Okay, here's another one, Martha Washington.
Oh my God, hello. I love her.
She owned slaves, but I love her.
Honestly, like, we all have our, like, metaphorical human rights violations.
Totally.
Hers were more literal.
Yeah. It was bad, but she is a woman, and like, it was not easy to be a woman then. And so
it was hard. Like, you'd wake up in the morning and go, ugh.
Exactly. And I don't even think people even make those sounds anymore. So good for her.
Plus she had like a bunch of kids die.
Yeah.
Another woman who isn't me, Kerry Washington.
Oh my God.
Scandal.
I love her.
Honestly, I love her. I want to press my face onto the bottoms of her feet and say, kick me.
I don't think she'd let you.
And she'd say, how did you get in this taxi cab? And I'd be like, I live here.
Okay, here's another one. You know that my mom is just like so beautiful and gorgeous and she's so hot.
Wait, Quinn?
Yeah.
We're celebrating women who aren't us, and you guys are basically the same person.
Oh my God, thank you. Hey, Dev, I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
I was thinking about how I know what's in almonds, mm-hmm. and I know what's in peanuts, mm-hmm. and I know what's in macadamia nuts, mm-hmm. but I don't know what's in my tampons.
Which is another kind of nut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, like, what's in my tampon? Like, is it a ghost? Is it, like, two ghosts? Is it, like, a bunch of chemicals? Like, what's in there? And the crazy thing is, they don't have to tell you.
No, they don't. But there's a subscription service called Lola that has 100% cotton tampons delivered right to your door.
Which one?
Your home door.
I don't have a door.
Okay, well, for everyone else who has an apartment or a house or just some type of co-op situation that we hold no judgment over, it's delivered right to your door. It's super convenient. The product is great. The applicators are BPA-free. And you know exactly what you're putting up your vagina.
Well, you put them up your vagina. I use them for art. Lola gives women peace of mind about what they're putting in their bodies. Their products are 100% hypoallergenic cotton tampons with no additives, synthetics, chemicals, or dyes. You could dye them yourself, but Lola ain't gonna do that for you.
Totally. And the best part is, you can have a special offer if you listen to the show.
You can have it.
You can have that. So go to mylola.com and enter the code REDUCTRESS when you subscribe.
And that'll get you 60% off your first order, which is almost like 3/5.
Yeah, that's so true.
So go to mylola.com, enter promo code REDUCTRESS, and you get a bunch of tampons where you can put it in your body and you can say, good, good.
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 Okay, so I am like scooting all over the place right now.
No, stop.
I cannot believe it. Like, I feel like I'm sitting on a washing machine. I'm so excited.
Why?
Because we have an amazing guest today. She's a comedian and a writer who hosts the weekly NPR weekly show Ask Me Another, which happens once a week. She's also Canadian, which is huge for us. We've never met one before.
We didn't even know they were real.
We thought it was Narnia.
We thought it was Narnie.
It is.
Please welcome. Oh my God.
It's Ophira Eisenberg.
Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi.
Did we nail it?
Yeah, that was pretty much perfect.
Oh my God.
So exciting.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, all of Canada is found within your closet.
Mm-hmm. That's honestly, I was like, I don't believe in closets because it's like, get out. You know, like my house is just like a big factory. But like for me, like Canada is like cool. Like you guys have lions and like witches.
For me, I thought it was like a threat. It was like, well, if you don't do this, I'm gonna get Canada about it. And then I was like, what is it? And then I found out, oh, it's in your closet. And I don't want to go in there because it's so big, I might get lost.
That's true. Yeah.
Quinn's very small. That's her thing.
I'm absolutely tiny. I just can't reach.
So
the high places.
So
anything.
Honestly, she can't reach. But
I just can't reach.
It's just really nice that they like let you out of the little box that has my alarm clock in it and let you out and let you walk around like a person.
I know. It's talk about being tiny. Yeah. Hiding that thing all the time is cramped.
Yeah.
It's nice.
We just like, honestly, like if we could steal your life and like put it on our life.
We would.
If I
could tattoo your life on my face, I would do it.
Honestly, if I could like strip your life of its life and then put it into a vial and then eat the vial and then bleed, I would.
And I don't even want to be guilty. I'll just like steal your baby and settle for that, you know?
Yeah. So basically what we're saying is that you have an amazing career. You have a family.
We like pull so much inspiration from you.
So much inspo. And we're just assuming you have a stable of like, I don't know, like rent boys.
Yeah.
Just like at your
yes,
beck and call.
I do.
That's incredible. Because when people say you have it all, like that's what I assume
you
mean.
When people say you have it all, we're like, okay, so she also has the stable boys.
Totally.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them. And they always show up with, get this, a Chardonnay that isn't in a French oak cast. It's something that's been made in a stainless steel cast. I know that's a lot.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
Honestly, like that's like, I thought that I would have that by the time I was 21, but like life
right.
just doesn't. It throws you a curveball and it's like, I play professional baseball because I'm a liar.
Right.
I will say that the baby is up for grabs. So if you are serious about that.
I think it would be hard for me to carry just because it's a little bigger than me.
True.
But I do love the idea of having a baby that I can just like have but not really have to have.
Perhaps you could ride the baby. Have you thought about that?
I actually have thought about that. And I just want to show you a couple diagrams that I drew up. Some some prototypes of It's some prototypes of just some harnesses for the baby so that I can safely ride it, because I'm really concerned about my safety, because I have a hard time advocating for myself because I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. So like both of us like want to be mothers at some point, maybe like when we're like older.
But I don't definitely know. Maybe we do.
We definitely maybe want to be moms. And our office pays for us to get our eggs frozen. But when Quinn did it, they accidentally froze her because she's so small.
Mm-hmm. They could not distinguish whether it was me or an egg.
A microscopic egg. So what would you say to like women who like work in radio like us?
Yeah.
Because like a podcast, like it is radio, because I don't know what radio means.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's radio of the future.
It's a radio of your mind.
Yeah.
What would you say to like women who like aren't responsible and like put a lot of drugs in their body and like have their periods all the time, who like are thinking about having kids but aren't sure?
Yeah, that's fine. You just need to get off of it for a while.
Your period?
The drugs.
Okay.
And then your period.
You do. Yeah. That's what I heard
That's the perfect sequence of events,
now,
actually.
I'm confused a little bit because I know that when you're pregnant, you don't get your period.
Right.
But is it because your period stops that you get pregnant? What is it that makes it happen?
Well, basically what happens is there's an invasion within your body.
Oh, gross. That, never mind.
That makes a small fortress, that's which so holds punk. Back the period.
That's really punk. Honestly, it's like Dave
loves it.
I'm
scared.
I used to work at the glory hole next to Joey Ramone's grave, and it was like this. That's like punk, you know.
Totally.
But like that's like being pregnant is also punk.
It's especially in this city.
Yeah.
Any city.
Totally. So like, what's it like being better at your job than all men? And also, would you kill all the men that you work with given the chance?
Yeah.
You know what? I will say this, men. For all the crap women have been given about their moodiness, there is nothing more moody than nerdy men. Oh, they are so moody.
They are moody.
They're cranky.
They're cranky.
Yeah.
It's because they've seen too many pictures of orcs and they're just scared.
It's because they didn't come up with the harness idea for babies that I came up with and their gel.
Or if they did, they're probably in jail.
That's probably true.
And so sometimes when you walk in as a woman with the nerdy, moody guys, they're like, oh, now we have to make space for not talking about Star Wars.
Honestly, anytime guys start talking about comic books or Star Wars or like Chris Pine or whatever, I just throw a smoke bomb and run.
That's right. They're perfectly nice and smart, but moody.
You can't.
Do you learn their names or do you just figure what's the point?
There's a few. I will tell you this. I dated a lot of guys, and I remember my mother at one point saying, should I learn this person's name? Mm. And I was like, wow, that is the most amazing insult of all time.
Wow.
So sometimes I learn all of their names, and there's a lot of them. But sometimes I choose to forget.
That's really inspiring.
Sometimes you come really in on inspiring. A Friday and just go, no.
Yeah. And speaking of guys, how are Canadian guys different from regular guys? And does Canada have any guys other than Justin Trudeau? And is he a lion or a witch?
Yeah.
Or a wardrobe.
I'm pretty sure Justin Trudeau is, the perfect combination of a lion and a witch. Man, there is no better amalgamation of that.
Is it weird for Canada that that's the only man who lives there?
Yeah, all alone on top of the tower.
Yeah, like I love his man tower.
His man tower is amazing.
He's incredible. And I love that he's like half a feminist, but he's a guy, so it makes him like a double feminist.
Yeah. Two negatives make a positive, especially when you're Justin Trudeau.
I think that he may be the only thing most people know about Canada now, which, you know what Canada says to that?
Maple. Cool.
Fine.
Oh, cool.
Maple leaves.
They say, don't forget the maple leaves. And we're like,
don't forget.
We won't.
Justin Trudeau's abs are in the shape of maple leaves.
That's honestly so inspiring. I'm going to pull inspo from that.
I used to hook up with one of the UN delegate translators for Kablatchlia, but then I found out that that is not a country. But I was like, honestly, I'm not even mad. He was so hot.
That's so cool.
That's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Language of love.
Totally.
Is your baby a feminist yet? And if so, how'd you get it that way?
Is my baby a feminist? I think right now my baby, all I know about that, I don't know if he's a feminist, but we do know he's gender neutral.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm saying he right now just because it's easy.
Just because language is flexible.
Yeah, but we've been going in all the bathrooms, all of them.
Wow.
That's really important.
That's really good.
When you take, like, when you're a baby, like, you have to just put them in bathrooms all the time, even if no one has to pee, because it's like, they have to know that water can go inside of buildings, too.
They've got to know that water exists in buildings. They also have to, like, know what tile is, because I actually think it's, like, one of the scariest concepts to grasp.
More babies die from tiles than they do from heroin.
It's little slippy. Yeah, that's so true. It's slippy. It's shiny.
It's tripped
and grout.
Very grouty.
It's reflective. So sometimes you're like, is it me or a tile?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, sometimes you're like walking and you get stuck in the crack in between each tile and the grout isn't totally dry and your mom has to come rescue you.
Very specific problem.
Feels a little specific to you.
No, that happens to everybody.
Do you have any lullabies that explain to your baby that the gender binary hurts everyone?
Basically all lullabies are secretly explaining
that's
that.
So real. Do you have any lullabies for your baby? Do you sing?
I do sing, and I don't know any songs at all. So I just make them up, but they're pretty boring.
Oh my God, could you sing us a lullaby right now?
Sure. They go like this. Lucas, it's time for sleep. Lucas, it's sleepy time.
Div, wake up. You're not Lucas.
Sorry. I've been huffing the mouth guards at Sports Authority all morning.
Delicious.
So it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
How did you know that you wanted to have a baby?
I did not. I hated kids. Do I still hate kids? I'm warming up. But basically, I am older. So I decided it was out of the realm. And then I got pregnant. And then I was like, wow, all right.
Didn't expect
this happening.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm into this.
That's good.
There was a bit of a journey in between those two things, but I'm summarizing.
That's like really cool.
Yeah, I heard you had a piece on like Turkish Vogue or something.
That's right, exactly.
That was like very moving and beautiful, and like everyone should read it.
But yeah, I don't know. Maybe someone can relate to this. Maybe they can't. I didn't know I wanted to have kids till I was pregnant. That's kind of insane, but that's the truth.
Honestly, did you like the experience of being preg, or were you just like, I'm too big?
You know what? I gotta say, I had a good pregnancy, so. And if anyone is like bragging about her good pregnancy, I've had a lot of bad things. All right. I'm a lot of good pregnancy.
Yeah. So like other moms who like have bad pregnancies or like have like, you know, other problems with birth, like what is it like? Why do you think that those people are bad people? And like, what would you say while wagging your finger in their face while they like wept?
Oh, no, I would never wag it, my finger in the face of anyone that had trouble.
Okay.
I would only wag it. High status.
Who would you wag your finger at right now?
Yeah.
Oh, anyone I'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Just because we're talking about the parenting thing.
Yeah.
So someone posted on a list that I'm part of being a new parent about how dangerous baby sunscreen is. Who knew? But they are making their own in their apartment.
No. Yeah. They're going to get botulism.
I'm serious. And I'm like, oh.
Are they selling it or are they just...
They're offering it.
Okay. No, that's not the same. That's terrible. That's scarier.
That's almost worse.
And it's real. This is real. This is not a joke.
Have you been tempted into going into the world of mommy blogging since you've had a baby? Like, since you have opinions now, have you been tempted to, like, share them with the world? And
sort of.
How do you squash that temptation?
I know. I squash that temptation by, I feel like I can't cut through the noise. But two, you know what stops me in my tracks? The critique I would have to deal with from people who are other parents and mommies who don't agree with my opinion.
Yeah, so, like, it's what's nuts. The point? Like, you can't... The most irrational person wins. And so
exactly.
The minute that you like put your rational opinion up, the more irrational person, their comment wins.
But I'll do it live because when it's live, I have the microphone.
That's true. And also
That's so true. And also, you know, at this point, you might be taller.
You might be.
Especially if you're on a stage, like who knows, you know?
Overlording.
Yeah.
They can't fight that.
So, like, you host a fun show called Ask Me Another.
Yeah, trivia.
Trivia show for NPR.
Yeah.
Who's, like, the oldest person you've ever talked to for that? And who's the youngest? And who was the hottest? And who was a ghost when it happened?
Who was the blondest?
And who was the reddest?
And who had, like, the weirdest hands?
And who had, like, the kindest eyes?
Oh, and who had, like,
eyes?
A good hobby?
And, like, funny stories.
And had
and, like,
any
a weird
of them met Donald
story?
Trump? And if so,
like,
what
what's your craziest
think?
Story?
And did like, they like
what's
horses?
It like hosting a show? And
one?
How do you
they
balance family
one?
And a balance beam?
What happens if you're allergic to mercury
how
and then you accidentally
balance
have some?
Mercury on your nose?
Patrick Stewart.
Wow.
Yep. totally.
You
That's
did?
So cool. Yeah.
Did you? Is he one of those guys that you see him and it's like, well, you're fully in your 70s, but I would?
Totally. And he's got a fairly young wife.
That's so hot because you know
and
he
at
goes
first
down.
You're like, what's going on with the hot wife? And then you meet the young hot wife and then you meet Patrick Stewart and you're like, I get it.
They
yeah,
have sex
but especially if the young wife dies, then you just can like slide right in. That's how
yeah,
that works,
that's
right?
Do you and your husband have a slide right in amendment in your yeah. marriage, in your ketubah?
Like, absolutely not.
No?
No. Nope. Yeah. I said that was, we don't even talk about who we think is attractive.
Wow. Yep. That's so brave.
I'm against it. What? I was like, go talk about it with your friends.
That's so brave.
That's cool.
Because you just don't want to know.
No.
Do you know?
Well, thanks, disrespectful.
Did you ever talk about like previous relations that
sure.
you had?
Sure. Yeah.
That felt relevant.
Yeah,
you learned some lessons.
Yeah, and I wrote a book about sleeping with people, so we had and he proofread
right.
that.
Yeah, that's a good power play because you have to show a husband you're like you're not like the first.
Yeah,
that's right.
Even if they are the first, you've got to be like you're not the first.
Let's know who would want someone who is the first that has no skills,
and who would want someone who thinks that they're the first.
Ugh.
That's what you
and
really
who
can't
would
handle.
Want to be first in the Olympics, like finish last
me.
In protest of sports in general.
Yeah, right. And also like it's really high at the top of that podium. You might fall.
Yeah,
your book is called "Screw Everyone: Sleeping My Way to Monogamy."
Yes,
and you slept around just like basically all the way around until it was full circle, and then that was a wedding ring, and that's what you wear.
Oh my God, I've never heard it summarized in the most succinct way as that. Yes,
yeah.
Kind of.
What other shapes have you pulled inspiration from in your life?
Trapezoids.
Yeah. Whoa.
Say more.
Love them. Love
so
them. Love
controversial.
Them.
They just feel good or they
well,
do good?
Well, you've got the two slots, so you can stand on top to take a rest, and then you got the two slides.
You can slide down.
Yeah, slide down.
And keep going.
Yep, exactly. And keep going fast.
It's cool because like that is, I feel like being a woman, like you have two choices, but then you can fold that in half. And then you can slide down the front of it, and then that is also a trapezoid.
Yep. I think it's good because it's like a woman, and it's like there are two parallel sides, but two sides are doing their own thing.
And that's right. My nipples, basically.
That is?
They're always on different pages.
That's nuts.
Because I hold two books in my bras.
Right now?
Which one's the faster reader and which one's the weaker reader?
I don't know. I have a Kindle. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I would love to like find out more about like business and like being a woman in business and like making business deals and like being a business woman.
Yeah.
So like
asking for what you want.
Yeah. Like what advice would you give for a woman if she's like trying to close a deal or like ask for something or like being a business suit or she's like talking about business.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
Yeah.
And she's like, mind your own business.
Well,
and
there's
she's
that.
Like, no.
I am someone who has a very hard time asking for what they want, but I learned that everybody's like that.
Yeah.
So I've tried it a couple times. You know, it's like the oldest thing on the planet, say no. So a couple times someone's like, hey, this is acceptable. And I've just gone, I don't think it's acceptable. Nice, but firm.
Nice, but firm.
Yeah, that's so good.
And,
yeah, like me. That's like what I like in a boyfriend.
Nice, but firm.
But firm.
Yeah.
Physically
chill.
Firm, but like
physically
emotionally
firm,
passive.
But also physically nice.
Yeah.
I like them emotionally soft.
Yeah. I think that's brave.
Yep.
Did you have, like, is there one moment that you can remember in being a business lady where you were like, this is me and everyone has to deal with it or walk off a cliff?
I wish I had that level of self-esteem.
What's the closest you get to where you're like, I guess I'm okay.
What's the closest level you get to, like, feebly pointing and being like, the cliff's that way?
Yeah, exactly. Follow me, everybody.
Like, you're very dehydrated and you're like, kill yourself.
I will say from just performing, you know, whatever, the Malcolm Gladwell talks about the 10,000 hours. I think I've, like, tripled that by now. So I get into live situations where I feel like I just know more about how a show should work than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So when someone's like, hey, I think the lineup should be like this, or I think we're going to start with the, you know, three puppies on stage and then we're going to go to a slideshow. I'll just be like, nope.
Yeah.
And here's how to do it.
No, you got it.
And enough.
And slideshow first.
And then you bring up a fist and you're like, if you want to talk to Mr. Mean Guy.
That's right. Punch him right in the mouth.
Draw a little face on your hand.
Do you have a favorite decade of years that you in your life that you're just like, this was just a good decade?
Gotta say, because now I'm 40. 30s were pretty good because I did whatever the hell I wanted.
That's so good. I can't
and
wait.
I do not regret doing whatever the hell I wanted. Was I responsible? Not really. Did I worry a lot? Sure. Was it hard at times? Yes. Was I hungover? Very, very often. But would I trade that for like more responsibility, better situation, go back in time and be like, no, I really got it together. No, I really needed to just kind of wander around and screw up.
Oh, that is so inspiring. Cool. How many times did you get grounded, though?
Yeah, I got grounded pretty much all the time. I should have been, but I ran away. I ran away.
Do you ever whisper to your baby any of the salacious things you did in your 30s?
Not yet.
You should, though.
I'm worried.
Do it before he knows how to make words happen.
Yeah, we called him some unfortunate names this morning because he didn't sleep last night. Figuring he won't remember.
He won't.
But
or
if maybe.
You, if you whisper, but maybe he will. If you whisper, if you whisper the word goat to a cup of water, the crystals look like goats.
What?
Something like that. It's some study.
It's amazing.
Are you ever like? Do you ever like want your baby to know that you're better than the baby is?
I think the baby is better than us by 1,000. We're always like, wow, this kid is cool. Wait till he finds out who his parents are. He is going to be so mad. He's
going to
be so mad.
How tall is your husband?
He is 5'8". Super tall.
That's good. That's like a New York 6'2". That's good.
It's New York 6'2". But yeah, you have to be smaller here to fit, right?
You have to be small. It's like goldfish.
You have to fit.
Yeah.
It's like goldfish where if you put it in a small tank, it'll stay small. But if you whisper the word goat, it turns into a goat.
I lost weight when I moved here just to be able to fit in New York bathrooms and not get burnt by the steam pipe.
Yes. See, that's the type of real story that I never hope that I have to tell publicly. Okay, we were really hoping that you would stick around and play a game because you're always playing host. So it would be great if you could stick around and just, you know, receive some hosting.
If you could, would you like to receive some hosting?
Would you like to receive some hosting?
I'll take some hosting.
We give good hosts.
We give great hosts.
I bet you do.
Okay, we're a little new at the game thing, but this game is called
Could You Answer My Question?
And basically, this is where we ask you a question, and then we see if you can answer it.
Okay.
You don't have to answer the question, but you do have to let us know if you could answer it.
Yeah. So any more than that would kind of be stressful on us, because we're, like, really new at this.
Yeah, okay. We're not, like, researchers.
Is there a category of the questions?
I don't.
No.
I don't,
a theme?
There's, I can't.
Overriding
you're
arc?
You're hurting my feelings.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand the rules, though?
It's kind of easy, but even if it's not, you'll catch on as we go.
All right. I'll try.
Okay.
Okay. First question. So I haven't slept in like weeks and I just feel like I'm starting to look tired. Does it look like I haven't slept in 3 weeks? Because that's accurate.
No.
So you don't know the answer.
So you can't answer.
Oh,
the question.
Can't answer
I can
question.
Totally answer this.
So you
okay.
say.
So you can't. Just... So you can answer the question.
I right. And, no, I can answer the question. The answer is no. Wait a second.
We don't want to know what the answer is. We want to know if you
could
know
answer. Just want to know if you could answer the question.
Okay, right. Got it. I could totally answer that.
Wow, great. That's
and
correct.
That's correct. You can.
That's correct. You can
thanks,
answer the
thanks.
Question.
By the way, my super yesterday told me I looked tired. And I was
don't.
Like,
no. Was it just that you weren't wearing makeup?
I was wearing makeup.
No. Whenever men say you look tired, that means where's your cat eye? And
it
I'm like, get out of your house. Get out of your house. And then they're like, I'm calling the police. And I'm like, fuck you.
But it's amazing because legally, if a super tells that to you, they have to give you their apartment.
For free.
Yeah, for free.
He doesn't sound super.
Okay. Here's another question for Could You Answer My Question?
Okay, got it.
Okay. Who's the Prime Minister of Canada? Can you answer that question?
I can yes, I could totally answer that
That's
question.
Correct,
That's
can.
Correct, you can.
Yep.
That's correct, you can.
I can do it within decades, too. Like, if you asked me that in the past.
Wow.
Wow.
If your baby were a past Canadian Prime Minister, who would he be?
Diefenbaker.
I was just going to say Diefenbaker.
Totally.
Because I used to watch the show called Due South.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. His dog's name is Stephen Baker.
That's right.
Yeah, that's before I tried cigarettes. Okay, next question. What is the meaning of the universe to a bug?
Yep. Nope.
You can't answer that question?
Can't
final
answer?
Answer?
No. That is correct.
That's correct. You can't answer. It's an unanswerable question.
You can't know. You're not a bug.
You don't know.
No.
You're not a bug. You don't know.
I've never spoken to a bug.
Even
well, they've never talked back.
Fair.
Okay, here's your next question. Which of these two words rhyme? Quen, bien.
Can you answer that question?
Yes.
Unfortunately, that question has no answer. Rhymes are a social construct.
Rhymes are fascist, oppressive, and
awful. They're awful.
Dumb.
And I literally will cry if we talk
about
them.
So can people rhyme more in government buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But like yes. nothing
oh, sorry.
rhymes.
I was just saying yes, I can answer that question.
Yeah, like you can't think of anything that rhymes.
Without employing a social construct that has been culturally put into my brain frame.
That's
right?
always what I mean.
Okay.
Anytime I say a sentence, like that's what I would tack on.
Okay,
to
got it, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do one, Dave?
I'll do one. Okay. Which state has the best contours? Can you answer that question?
No.
That's right. You can't because you're from Canada.
Yeah, I don't know.
Canada, you don't know.
What
people from Canada.
Can you tell me an example?
Arkansas,
great contours.
It gets wiggles.
Okay, here's another question. Do you feel like you've won this game?
No.
I can't answer that.
No.
You can't answer that question. That's correct.
True.
That's correct.
No.
Because
not
we hold the cards, we hold the cards.
And the truth is that there's no game that I'll ever win.
Oh my God.
Don't
that's
even say
so
no,
sad.
No. I will limp to the finish line close to it, but I'll probably die right before.
In a circle.
That's inspo. True.
That's my inspiration.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to take home the last question, Dev?
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, would you play this game again? Can you answer that question?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that was, could you answer my question?
So it looks like you got a 7 out of 10, which isn't bad.
That's pretty good.
Sort of won.
Thanks for coming to the show, Ophira.
This is actually now time for our favorite segment. We're so glad you were on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
This segment is called Spill It. And this is basically where we get to brag in a socially acceptable way, where we just plug what we're up to. So I'm plugging my tiny ring holder I just bought for my bedside table because it's really delicate and it has one finger just like me.
That's so true. Yeah. I'm plugging my new above ground pool that I installed in the ground. It's very underground.
That's really punk.
Ophir, do you have anything you want to plug?
Like I have something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And also like a different.
Sure. I would like to plug that I have used all Q-tips on one end and I've just realized that I have a staple of 12 ready to go with the other end. Yeah, and they were like ready to go.
So you use one end for both ears?
One end for, one at a time, and then I leave the other end for next time, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that way you hang on to the Q-tips and the evidence for longer.
That is so That's inspirational.
Yeah, it's good organizational technique.
So Jewish.
Coming up.
Wow. I mean, just speaking from experience, that's just honestly incredibly Jewish.
I once got hit in the face by a burning latke, so I'm basically Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bad when they're burnt.
It's hard. Do you have anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, if you're around the town and you want to come to a live taping of Ask Me Another at the Bell House in Brooklyn, we are there all summer with fabulous guests.
That's so exciting.
That's so exciting.
And listen to this podcast continuously.
Oh, my God.
And you can listen to Ask Me Another, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
thank you so
I don't know about that, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't listen to them at the same time, but you can listen to them one after the other if you want to.
You could. That'd be very
fun. Yeah, back and forth.
Very inspirational.
Thank you so, so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I just didn't know how joyous it would be. I didn't know we'd talk about trapezoids.
We would.
We always do.
And we will. Yeah.
We never will again, but we did today.
Good.
And it felt good. Everyone should just tune in next week when we find out which dogs we get to keep.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Papalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Anna Dresden, and Jasmine Pierce. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Ophira Eisenberg. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.